Texte numéro 8. AI likely to spell end of traditional school classroom, leading expert says. Professor Stuart Russell, a British computer scientist based at the University of California, Berkeley, said that personalised ChatGPT-style tutors have the potential to hugely enrich education and widen global access by delivering personalised tuition to every household with a smartphone. The technology could feasibly deliver most material through to the end of high school, he said. Education is the biggest benefit that we can look for in the next few years, Russell said, before a talk on Friday at the UN's AI for Good Global Summit in Geneva. It ought to be possible within a few years, maybe by the end of this decade, to be delivering a pretty high quality of education to every child in the world. That's potentially transformative. Russell cited evidence from studies using human tutors that one-to-one teaching can be 2 to 3 more times effective than traditional classroom lessons, allowing children to get tailored support and be led by curiosity. Oxford and Cambridge don't really use a traditional classroom. They use tutors, presumably because it's more effective, he said. It's literally unfeasible to do that for every child in the world. There aren't enough adults to go round. OpenAI is already exploring educational applications, announcing a partnership in March with an education non-profit, the Khan Academy, to pilot a virtual tutor powered by ChatGPT. This prospect may prompt reasonable fears among teachers and teaching unions of fewer teachers being employed, possibly even none, Russell said. Human involvement would still be essential, he predicted, but could be drastically different from the traditional role of a teacher, potentially incorporating playground monitor responsibilities, facilitating more complex collective activities, and delivering civic and moral education. We haven't done the experiments, so we don't know whether an AI system is going to be enough for a child. There's motivation, there's learning to collaborate. It's not just, can I do the sums, Russell said. It will be essential to ensure that the social aspects of childhood are preserved and improved. The technology will also need to be carefully risk assessed. Controlling AI systems poses both regulatory and technical challenges, because even the experts don't know how to quantify the risks of losing control of a system. OpenAI announced on Thursday that it would devote 20% of its compute power to seeking a solution for steering or controlling a potentially superintelligent AI and preventing it from going rogue. The large language models in particular, we have really no idea how they work, Russell said. We don't know whether they're capable of reasoning or planning. They may have internal goals that they're pursuing. We don't know what they are. Adapted from The Guardian, July 2023.